الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حوضي مسيرة الشهر وزواياه سواء ماؤها أبيض من اللبن ريحه أطيب من المسك وكيزانه كنجوم السماء من يشرب منها فلا يظمأ أبدا أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected brothers, elders, mothers, sisters, as we know, our stay in this world is temporary and the life hereafter is eternal. Now, depending on how we live our life in this world, we will see the results in the hereafter. The day of decision, the day that this decision will take place, is known as the day of judgment. Now, last time we spoke about when the day of judgment will take place and upon whom it will take place. And we also spoke that it will commence with the blowing of the sur. As a result, everything will be destroyed. When the sur is blown again, everything will be resurrected and everyone will proceed to the place of assembly. Now some on that day when they assemble will suffer certain punishments and others will enjoy certain privileges as a result of their good deeds. The sun will be 1 mile above our heads and people will be submerged in their perspiration, their sweat, according to their misdeeds. And on that day there will be no shade except for the shade of Allah and His throne. As we mentioned last week, there will be 7 categories, 7 groups of people who will enjoy the shade of Allah on that day. Now, just to repeat again, those 7 categories or 7 groups of people who will be privileged with the shade of Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment. One will be Imamun Adil, a just ruler. Number 2, a youth who spent their youth in the obedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The 3rd person is a person who's heart is attached to the masjid. Number 4, those 2 people who love one another for Allah's sake, who assemble, spend time together for Allah's sake, and depart and separate for Allah's sake. The 5th category is that person, that man. The hadith says man, this could be man or a woman, male or a female, who is being the man who is being invited towards a sin, towards a haram relationship with a by a beautiful woman, woman of status and beauty. But he says, he is inclined, but he says, Inni akhafullah, I fear Allah, I cannot indulge in this. So out of the fear of Allah, he fights the temptations. He will be under the shade of Allah Ta'ala on the day of judgment. The 6th person will be that person who gives charity so secretly that when he gives it with his right hand, the left hand does not get to know. And the 7th person, the 7th group of people under the shade of Allah Ta'ala's throne on that day will be those who remember Allah Ta'ala in solitude when they're all alone and they remember Allah and they cry over their sins out of the fear of Allah. And as I mentioned, those who are privileged with the shade of Allah Ta'ala on that day, this is an indication that they're going paradise. Because once Allah Ta'ala honors a person on that day, He will not dishonor him. May Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them. Now, as we mentioned last week, this day, the day of judgment, will be كَانَ مِقَدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. The day will be equal to 50,000 years of this world. This one day equal to 50,000 years of this world. And everyone will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, on that day, every single person, be it a believer or non-believer, will realize and recognize and understand the great status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself says in the hadith, "Ana sayyidu wuldi Adam yawm al-qiyamah wa la fakhr," that I will be the leader of the children of Adam alayhi salam on that day, and I say this without any pride. "Wa biyadi liwa'u al-hamd wa la fakhr," in my hand on that day will be the banner of praise, and I say this without pride. "Wa ma min nabiyyin yawma idhin Adam wa man faman siwah illa tahta liwa'i," and all the prophets on that day, Adam alayhi salam and all of them, will be under my banner on that day. وَأَنَا أَوَّلُ مَنْ تَنْشَقُّ عَنْهُ الْأَرْضُ وَلَا فَخَرٌ, and I will be the first to rise from my grave on that day. And I would say this without pride. So everyone will see the great honor and privilege which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be afforded on that day. Now people will be standing, the sun above their heads, people will be perspiring, people are in agony, in pain, in worry, in anxiety, concern. Then Rasulullah mentions what will happen in lengthy hadith. He says that يُحْبَسُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُهِمُّ بِذَلِكَ. That on that day, people will be standing and they'll be concerned. This is talking about the believers. And they will, after standing for as long as Allah Ta'ala wills, then they will receive divine inspiration. And when they receive this divine inspiration, the thought which comes into their heart, they will say, لَوِ اسْتَشْفَعَنَا إِلَىٰ رَبِّنَا فَيُرِيحُنَا مِن مَكَانِنَا. That we should seek intercession with our Lord. We may be relieved from this predicament, this problem that we are in. So let us go to someone and ask them to intercede on our behalf in front of Allah Ta'ala. فَيَأْتُونَ آدَمْ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ. They will come to Adam alayhi salam. فَيَقُولُونَ. And they will say, أَنْتَمْ آدَمْ أَبُ النَّاسِ. You are Adam, the father of mankind. خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِيَدِهِ. Allah Ta'ala created you with His own hand. وَأَسْكَنَكَ جَنَّتَهِ. And He made you live in Jannah. وَأَسْجَدَ لَكَ مَلَائِكَتَهِ. And He commanded the angels to prostrate to you. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ وَعَلَّمَكَ أَسْمَاءَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And Allah Ta'ala taught you the names of all things. لِيَتَشْفَعَ لَنَا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ حَتَّى يُرِيحَنَا مِنْ مَكَانِنَا هَذَا. So please go and intercede for us by your Lord, that so He may relieve us from this position, this predicament, this hardship that we are in. قال. Upon this, Adam alayhi salam will reply, لَسْتُ فَيَقُولْ لَسْتُ هُنَاكُمْ. Sorry, I'm not in a position to do this. وَيَذْكُرُ خَطِيئَتَهُ الَّتِي أَصَابَ أَكْلَهُ مِنَ الشَّجَرَةِ وَقَدْ نُهِيَ عَنْهَا. And at that time he will remember, he will say, sorry, I'm not in a position to do this, I'm not in a position to intercede, and he will remember his error, his mistake that he made. And the mistake was eating from the forbidden tree. But then he will give them an idea, and he will say, وَلَكِنْ إِتُوا نُوحًا أَوَّلَ نَبِيٍّ بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ. Rather, why don't you go to Nuh alayhi salam? He's the first messenger after me to be sent onto this earth. فَيَأْتُونَ نُوحًا. So people will now come to Nuh alayhi salam. فَيَقُولُ. And they will request him to intercede by Allah Ta'ala. But he will say, لَسْتُ هُنَاكُمْ. Sorry, I'm not in a position to do so. وَيَذْكُرُ خَطِيئَتَهُ الَّتِي أَصَابَ. And he will remember his mistake. What was his mistake? سُؤَالَهُ رَبَّهُ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And what was his mistake? Asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about something which he did not have knowledge of. Now this refers to the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Nuh alayhi salam and the believers to board the ark along with the animals. And one of his sons, the name which is given is Kan'an, he did not believe, he associated with the wrong people, and Nuh alayhi salam encouraged him to board the ark. But he said, no, don't worry, I'll be alright, I'll climb this mountain and I'll be safe. So as this conversation is taking place, Nuh alayhi salam is telling him, sorry, today this is Allah's punishment, this flood is Allah's punishment, and no one is safe except when Allah Ta'ala protects. As this conversation is taking place, a wave comes and takes away the son of Nuh alayhi salam, and he is drowned. Now obviously, naturally, Nuh alayhi salam, being a father, was grieved, very upset. So on the boat, on the ark, he made dua to Allah. Oh Allah, you promised that you will save my family members, and my son, he's from my family members. So upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he disciplined Nuh alayhi salam. And he said, إِنَّهُ لَيْسِ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. That, O Nuh, he is not from your family members. Your son, which died, which was destroyed, he's not from your family members. He had bad deeds, bad actions. So because he was not amongst the people of good actions, he may have been your biological son, but he is not on your path, on your way, so he will not be seed, hence he will not saved. So Nuh alayhi salam remembered this mistake. So he then, Nuh alayhi salam, he made dua, which is in the Quran, that, oh Allah, please forgive me for asking you something about which I did not have knowledge. So he remembered this mistake. He will remember this mistake, and he will say, sorry, I can't ask Allah Ta'ala because I asked him about something which I did not have knowledge. But he will instruct the people, saying, وَلَكِنْ اِتُوا إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلَ الرَّحْمَنِ. Rather, why don't you go to Ibrahim alayhi salam? He is the dear friend, the close friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَأْتُونَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. So the people will come to Ibrahim alayhi salam, and they will request him. They will come to Ibrahim alayhi salam and request him to intercede on their behalf to Allah Ta'ala. But again, he too will say, Inni lastu hunakum. Sorry, I'm not in a position to do this. وَيَذْكُرُ ثَلَاثَ كَلِمَاتٍ كَذَبَهُنَّ. And he will remember three phrases or three lies which he uttered. Now, in actual fact, these were not lies. These were what we call in Arabic, tawriyah. In English, it's translated as equivocation. Equivocation means making such a statement which has more than one meaning to it. The speaker intends one meaning while the listener understands another meaning. Now, what were the three utterances of Ibrahim alayhi salam? One was when he was young and he had already started thinking and pondering about the Creator. The people of his time were idol worshippers. So once there was a celebration and they came to Ibrahim alayhi salam and they said, Oh Ibrahim, we want you to join us for the celebration. So he looked up to the skies and the stars and then he said, Inni saqim, I am sick. Now, so they left him. They went away. They thought, so he was equivocation here. They thought he was physically sick, he was not feeling well, that's why he can't join us. But what he meant is that I'm sick and tired of what you people are engaged in, this wrong and this evil that you're engaged in. I'm sick of it. So this was one occasion where he used equivocation. The second occasion was after he smashed the idols and left only the largest one. And he put the axe around the neck of the largest idol. When the people came back from their celebration and they saw the smashed idol and they saw this big idol with the axe around him, and they found out that it was Ibrahim alayhi salam that done it. So they asked him, that, oh Ibrahim, did you do this to this? أَنْتَ فَعَلْتَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Oh Ibrahim, did you do this to our idols? So the idol is there, the people are there. So he says to them, بَلْ فَعَلَهُ كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَسَأَلُهُمْ. Rather, it's the big one. It's the big one that did it. Why do you ask these destroyed idols? So again here, he used what we would actually call sarcasm, because they knew exactly what he was saying was not true. It's not true. So he used sarcasm. But again, Ibrahim alayhi salam, this was a second occasion he used equivocation. And the third occasion was when they were traveling, when he and his wife Sarah were traveling through Egypt. And the tyrant king of the time, he would have, if a man was traveling with his wife, would have the wife kidnapped, taken away, and intend evil with her. But if it was not a wife, if it was someone's sister or daughter, he would not do so. So he told Ibrahim alayhi salam, told Sarah, his wife, that when they ask you about our relationship, when they ask you who we are, just tell them that you are my sister. Tell them you are my sister. And it was true, because they were the only two believers at that time in that place. So they were both brothers and sisters in religion or in belief. So Ibrahim alayhi salam uttered these three statements, and he will feel on the day of judgment that he may be taken to task because of these statements. So he will then say, sorry, I can't intercede. وَلَكِنْ اِتُوا مُوسَىٰ عَبْدًا آتَاهُ اللَّهُ التَّوْرَاهُ وَكَلَّمَهُ وَقَرَّبَهُ نَجِيًا. Why don't you go to Musa alayhi salam? He is such a servant, Allah Ta'ala blessed him. He blessed him with the Torah, a great book. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to him, conversed with him directly. So the people will come to Musa alayhi salam and request him to intercede. But he will say, Inni lastu hunakum, sorry, I'm not in a position to intercede. وَيَذْكُرُ خَطِيئَتَهُ الَّذِي أَصَابَ قَتْلَهُ النَّفْسِ. And he will remember his mistake. What was his mistake? Prior to becoming a believer, prior to becoming a prophet, he had mistakenly, accidentally killed one of Fir'aun's men. Allah Ta'ala had forgiven him, but he will feel on the day of judgment Allah Ta'ala may take him to task. So if we can see from this, that great, great prophets will be worried and concerned and be anxious on that day. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. But again, he will then say, وَلَكِنْ إِتُوا عِيسَىٰ عَبْدَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولَهُ وَرُوحَ اللَّهِ وَكَلِمَتَهُ. Rather, why don't you go to Isa alayhi salam? He is the servant of Allah, the messenger of Allah, the spirit of Allah, the word of Allah. He was created with the kun, the command of kun, be, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people will come to Isa alayhi salam. Now Isa alayhi salam, he will not put forward any excuse, but he will say, لَسْتُ هُنَاكُمْ. Sorry, I'm not in a position to do so. And he will give no reason. But he will say, وَلَكِنْ إِتُوا مُحَمَّدًا صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Rather, why don't you go to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Abdan, and he will give some of the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will say, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عَبْدًا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَرَ. He is such a servant that all his past and present sins are forgiven. He is sinless. فَيَأْتُونِي. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is narrating this hadith. He says, فَيَأْتُونِي. So people will come to me. This is going to happen on their day of judgment. فَأَسْتَأْذِنُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّي فِي دَارِهِ فَيُؤْذَنُ لِي عَلَيْهِ. Well, he says that they will come to me and I will ask permission of my Lord and it will be granted to me. And when I would see him, فَإِذَا رَأَيْتُهُ, when I see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَعْتُ سَاجِدًا, I will fall into prostration. فَيَدَعُنِي مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن يَدَعَنِي. Allah ta'ala will leave me in prostration as long as he wills. Then Allah will say, اِرْفَعْ مُحَمَّدْ, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head. قُلْ يُسْمَعْ, speak and you will be heard. إِشْفَعْ تُشَفَّعْ, intercede and your intercession will be accepted. So this is the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then it will be said, سَلْ تُعْطَى, ask and you will be granted. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَرَفَعُ رَأْسِي, I will raise my head. فَأُثْنِيَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّي بِثَنَاءٍ وَتَحْمِيدٍ يُعَلِّمُنِهِ. At that time, at that juncture, I will praise and I will extol the praises of my Lord, which were with words which I do not know at this moment, Allah will teach me at that time. So he will praise Allah Ta'ala with words which he did not know when he was alive, Allah will teach me those words at that time. ثُمْ أَشْفَعُ, then I will intercede. فَيُحَدُّ لِي حَدًّا, but a limit will be set for me. فَأُدْخِلُهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. He says that he will intercede and I will bring out from the Jahannam and make them enter paradise according to the limit that was set for me. Then he says, ثُمَّ عُودُ الثَّانِيَ, then I will return again. Back to Allah Ta'ala. فَأَسْتَأْذِنُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّي, I will seek Allah Ta'ala's permission. Allah's permission will be given. When I see Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, I will fall into sujood again. Allah will leave me in sujood for as long as He wills. Then Allah will repeat again, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head, speak and you will be heard, intercede and your intercession will be accepted, ask will be granted. Again Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will raise my head, I will praise and extol the praises of Allah Ta'ala with such praise which I do not know at this time, Allah will teach me. Then again I will intercede, a limit will be set for me, and I will take out of Jahannam and make them enter into Jannah according to the limit that's set for me. And then he says, this will happen a third time. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will go back to Allah Ta'ala, seek permission. He will fall into sujood. Allah will leave him in sujood for as long as he wills. And Allah will instruct him to raise his head. He will raise his head, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then again, he will intercede according to the limit that's set for him, the next limit that's set for him. And then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes on, he will continue to intercede. حَتَّى مَا يَبَقَى فِي النَّارِ إِلَّا مَنْ حَبَسَهُ الْقُرْآنِ أي وَجَبَ عَلَيْهِ الْخُرُودِ. He said, I will continue interceding for people, for the believers, for his followers, and those that died with faith until I will continue interceding for people until no one is left in the fire but those who have been restrained by the Quran. Now what does that mean? Those that have been eternally doomed in hellfire. And then he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the verse, "Asa in yab'athaka rabbuka maqaman mahmuda," as soon as Allah Ta'ala will grant you, raise you to that praised position. Maqam Mahmud. And the ulama say the Maqam al-Mahmud is al-Shafa'at al-Kubra, meaning the privilege, having the privilege of being able to intercede for people on the Day of Judgment on a large scale. So this is a lengthy hadith. This will happen on the Day of Judgment. Now on the Day of Judgment, this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will also enjoy certain privileges. Now one of them is, someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how will you recognize your followers on the Day of Judgment? Now there's going to be millions and billions of people on that day standing. So the question is, and there'll be the previous prophets and their followers, which will number in thousands, if not millions. How will you recognize your followers? This question was put to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. كيف تعرف أمتك بين الأمم? How will you recognize your followers amongst the other nations? What did he reply? هم غر محجلون من أثر الوضوء. That due to the effects of wudu, their faces and the organs which are washed in wudu will shine. They will glow. They will have a unique glow. When I see the shine on the faces and the arms and the feet of my ummah, I would recognize that this is my ummah. So my brothers and sisters, from this we understand the virtue of wudu, a unique virtue of wudu and the unique virtue of salah. Because those who pray salah are going to do wudu. It's important that we perform wudu correctly, to the best of our ability, with passion, with enjoyment, with this consciousness that my sins are being washed away, I am preparing myself to stand before Allah Ta'ala. If we are habitual of wudu and habitual of salah, inshallah these organs will shine and glow on the Day of Judgment, and Rasulullah will recognize that we are his ummah. Now on that day, every prophet will have a pond or a lake or a fountain, al-hawd, and every prophet will have their own. And the followers of that prophet will go to the pond of their prophet. Similarly, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam will have his hold, his pond. And it's translated, and the name which is given is Al-Kawthar. And this is a unique pond. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself describes it. He says, "Hawdi masiratu shahr." The distance is my pond, this my fountain, is so large that it takes 1 month journey to cross. وَزَوَايَاهُ سَوَاءٌ. And each of the four corners of this of my fountain, of my lake, my pond, are equal. So there's 1 month journey. مَاؤُهُ أَبْيَضُ مِنَ اللَّبَنِ. The water of this lake, this fountain, this pond, The water is whiter than milk. وَرِيحُهُ أَطْيَبُ مِنَ الْمِسْكِ. And this water is more fragrant than misk. وَكِيزَانُهُ كَنُجُومِ السَّمَاءِ. And the drinking cups of this pond are equal to the number of stars in the sky. And then he says, مَنْ يَشْرُ مِنْهَا لَا يَظْمَعُ أَبَدًا. Whoever drinks from my pond, they will never feel thirsty after this. Now who will be the first to reach the pond of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says that they will be the fuqara ul muhajirin, the poor immigrants in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But someone inquired, what are their merits? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, what is their quality? So he replied, when they knock on doors of people of power and position, the doors are not open for them. Their hair is disheveled. The color of their faces is pale due to hunger. They would never be given the hand of a good woman, a noble woman in marriage. In comparison to this, they would give the rights of people in full and would never take their rights to the full, but would leave a portion due on others. And Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, is known as the fifth Khalifa Rashid. And he's known as Umar al-Thani because of his justice. He was a great person and a great Khalifa, and he benefited the Ummah immensely. When he heard this hadith, he had great fear of Allah. He said, he became worried, and he said, I am not like this. I don't possess his qualities. I am married to a princess. He was married to Fatima, the daughter of Abdul Malik, one of the Khalifas of the Banu Umayyah. He says, doors are quickly opened for me. And then he said, from now on, I will not wash my hair until it becomes disheveled. I will not change my clothes until they become dirty. Because he was a Khalifa, but this was his great worry and concern for the Akhirah. Now Rasulullah again speaking about the Hawd, he continues, he says, Inni faratukum ala al-Hawd. I am your predecessor, your forerunner at the Hawd. I'm going ahead and I'll welcome you at the Hawd. He's talking to the Sahaba and the Ummah after them. He says, Man marra alayya sharib. Whoever comes to my Hawd, my pond, they will drink from it. Man sharib lam yadhma abada. And whoever drinks from my pond, they will never feel thirsty after this. And then he talks about some people that are going to come on the day of judgment to him. He says, لَا يَرِدِنَّ عَلَيَّ أَقْوَامٌ. On that day, the day of judgment, they will come to me some people. أَعْرِفُهُمْ وَيَعْرِفُونَنِي. I will recognize them and they will recognize me. Meaning they will be from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his followers, those who professed faith in Allah and his Prophet. So they will be coming. I will recognize them, they will recognize me. ثُمَّ يُحَالُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, but then as they are coming, a barrier will be placed between me and them. He says, فَأَقُولْ I will say, إِنَّهُمْ مِنِّي. Now the angels that place the barrier, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم say to them, that these are my followers, and they are from me and I am from them. فَيُقَالِ But the angel will say to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, إِنَّكَ لَا تَدْرِي مَا أَحْدَثُ بَعْدَكَ. O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you do not know what they innovated, what new things are brought about in the religion after you left. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says this, he will hear this. He will say, "Suhqan suhqa liman ghayra din, man ghayra ba'di, oh ghayra dini." That far be removed, those who change the religion after me. So may Allah ta'ala protect one and all. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is rahmatulil alameen, he is an embodiment of kindness and compassion. When he hears of those people who changed his religion, changed his ways, didn't follow his ways, followed their own lifestyle, their own way after he left, he will not want to see them. He'll ask these people to be removed. May Allah save us all, protect us all from this. Now in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you wish to enumerate and count the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to do so. Allah ta'ala's ni'mas, his blessings upon us are innumerable. And Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. Now we are coming to some of the questions which are going to be asked on the Day of Judgment. Allah ta'ala says that on that day, you will certainly be questioned about the blessings and the bounties which you enjoyed. Another narration, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَوَّلُ مَا يُسْأَلُ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مِنَ النَّعِيمِ أَنْ يُقَالَ لَهُ أَلَمْ نُصَحِّجْ أَلَمْ نُصِحَّ جِسْمَكَ وَنُرَوِّكَ بِالْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ. Now amongst the first questions, when a person is questioned about the bounties that he enjoyed in this world, when he's questioned about these bounties on the Day of Judgment, on the first question regarding the bounties will be, Allah Ta'ala will say that, did we not give you good health? Did we not give you cold water to drink? How did you express your gratitude for these things? So something like health, which is a great blessing, something like cold water. Now we can appreciate cold water on a very hot day. When we drink water, it's a hot, very hot day, and we are given cold water to drink. When we drink it and we feel the coolness within and going down our throat and in our belly, you know, we can really appreciate this. We can really understand what a great blessing this is to have cold water. Now, this was said in Arabia 1400 years ago, where there was no AC, hot sun, 40, 45, 50, 55 degrees. So something as small, which we consider as small and trivial, like water or cold water on a hot day, we will have to answer to Allah Ta'ala for this, as to how we express our gratitude. So my brothers, this is very important, that all the blessings that Allah Ta'ala has given us, we continue to thank Allah Ta'ala. As I mentioned in a previous talk, we thank Allah Ta'ala with our tongues, with our hearts, and with our body. Use our tongue, verbally we thank Allah. From heart this gratitude should come forth. And use our bodies in the blessing of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah Ta'ala has given us, use them in the correct way. So inshallah we'll continue from here next week regarding the other questions that are going to be asked on the Day of Judgment. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He enable us to understand what has been said and ponder over these occurrences which are going to take place on the Day of Judgment. May Allah ta'ala enable us to prepare for this day before the coming of this day. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.